cliffcentral.com. Yeah, man. And just like that, we are live on hashtag Voof Central. Boom chakala. 3, 2, 1. Hey, there we go. What up? And welcome to Voof Central. I get very up close and personal today with Amor Chidi. Like, very, so up close and personal. You don't want to be this up. Who last were you this up close and personal with today?
I don't know.
No one. But if he's next to someone, like, this is not like...
This is hectic, though.
It's a couple of centimeters. It's not, like, completely crazy.
I think it is. I think you can smell me. You can, like, yeah.
You smell great.
Thank you.
I put on more deodorant just before this.
Me too.
The problem is really hot in Joburg, so, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Amor Chidi, by the way. Musician, actress, total rock star, lady that plays with her hair and looks so good while doing so, an absolute sweetheart. Amor, a lot of people have met you, and they may not have met you in real life, but they've met you on television.
Yeah.
And around. For those that have never ever met you before, how would you introduce yourself?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think I would just say... pretty much what you said, you know, I'm just fun and crazy and not too serious.
But you're very deep and emotional, because I've had conversations with you before about the meaning of life and purpose.
That was the Amor 2017.
Oh, so you've lost your depth now.
No, I'm trying not to subscribe as much.
Oh, okay. What does that mean? What do you mean?
I'm trying not to subscribe to the depth as much, because I think life is not really that serious, you
okay.
know? I think if you overthink it, then it just gets complicated.
So yeah, and it becomes just a little tricky.
Yeah, so I try to live in the moment now and go with the flow.
So we don't know how to introduce you. We know that you love to live in the moment.
Yeah.
What else is there? You've got an interesting family, because you are the youngest.
I'm the middle child.
The middle child, yes. You're the middle child. And I know that your younger sibling looks up to you quite a bit, and you spend a lot of time together.
Yes, I do. Yes.
And then your parents, it's quite an interesting story as well, right?
No, not really.
Not really?
No. My parents have been married now, I think, 36 years?
Yes, but they love you a lot, because when you moved out of home about a year, it was 2 years now that you moved out of home.
Yes,
it was like a big deal that you were moving out of home.
It was.
Right?
It still is. It still is.
Still, but they visit you a lot, don't they?
Visit a lot. My mom pops up unannounced. They call me every day. Yeah.
Okay, so they're still very invested in your life.
Yeah.
So. I mean, we're hanging out live on Voof Central. We're in the Voof app. If you've got any different questions for Amor, you can hit us up right now. Lots of different people entering the room. Original G, Richmond entering the room saying, hey, what's up? The Voof app is in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. And we're live on DSTV 196 and we're live on cliffcentral.com. So tell me, Amor, what is the question that you get asked the most?
How old I am.
Okay. And the answer to that is you're super young. No, but your characters that you
is even younger, right?
Yeah,
but I'm not super young. I just turned 28 on Monday.
So old. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's this week been now being a year older? It's obviously a lot changes.
I think, like I said, I'm trying not to subscribe to that. Like, I'm just like, no, you're still young. You're not 30.
Yeah.
It's 28. You still have time. Yeah. You know, I'm trying not to think of myself as older.
Mm. Just, but subscribing doesn't mean necessarily being older.
Yeah, but I think whatever you entertain or overly entertain is what you become. Thoughts become things, you know.
Now, how do you manage that when so many people have so many thoughts on you and they vocalize them on social media? How do you not, like, how do you decide what you do and what you don't take in when people comment on an Instagram or comment on you?
Yeah. Well, I did, like many people realized, I did leave Instagram for almost a month.
Yes.
So I got back actually recently and everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's back. And the reason why I do that is just to train myself not to tap into that world too much.
Yeah.
Especially Instagram and Twitter, you know, any other app on social media and like Cliff Central is great.
Yeah.
But there's just certain apps where I feel like people use it as a platform to be rude, to say the unnecessary, do the unnecessary. So I take breaks to just train myself not to be so invested in that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tricky one, because you've got to kind of have it to promote yourself, but then you also can't get too wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
What do you think is the thing that people always get wrong about you, like the big misconception about you?
I think just who I am in general.
Okay.
I think people just don't understand me or don't get me. But that's because I'm not very open either. I'm very to myself. I'm very withdrawn. I really need to know you in order for me to know, for you to know me.
So who are your top three people in life then?
My top three. My parents are the top two.
Okay, one and two done. Now there's a sibling that's going to get hurt in the process, or she's just not going to include either of them.
Including them. And my friend. You know, I have a very close friend by the name of Nolo.
Yeah.
And I think she knows me pretty well.
Is this the Nolo that we think we know? No, this is
not Sean on TV. No.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Not the other Nolo. Yeah. But I'm sure you and the other Nolo also have.
We're also super cool, yeah.
All super cool. And how long have you guys been friends for?
Since high school. I think since grade 10.
So it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, because it's quite a, you've been on quite a journey in kind of media and entertainment. And certainly your profile has risen and risen and risen in the past couple of years. And I guess then it becomes even more important to have the people around that were around you before all of that in your life.
Yeah. I think no new friends is my mantra.
Really?
Well, not...
Not even me. I mean, we could be... No, but you're not a new friend.
Exactly. Okay. No. You're part of the day ones.
Okay.
Look, it's difficult. You don't know who to trust. Mm. You don't know who's legit and who's not, who's friends with you to see what they can get out of it or who's genuinely vibing with you.
Yeah.
So I try to keep my circle tiny. And... Yeah, I think the other thing that I struggled with, I don't have any friends, close friends in the industry.
Yeah.
I don't have any actor friends or music. They're all my friends from
before,
back in Pretoria. Yeah.
So you very much, you arrive at work, you do what you got to do, whether it's a musical gig, whether it's an acting gig, and then you're like, peace out, it's real. I'm sure you people are great. You're just not for me.
No. I chill with people. I'm social.
Yeah.
It's just to let you in is a thing.
Mm. What do your exes say about you? That she never let me in.
No. Yeah, okay. No, I think what my exes would have to say about me is that I don't show my emotions a lot.
Okay. So it takes a while to kind of unwrap the layers and peel it away.
Yeah.
Talk to me for a second about what 2017 was like and what you are hoping for this year.
2017 was the hardest year of my life. It was just emotionally, psychologically draining. And to top it all off, then we lose our colleague, you know? Yeah. So it was just not coming together. So 2018, I'm just praying for not even like a great year, because I know it's going to be good, but a different one. I just need a different year.
Is there a lesson to take out of a year like 2017?
Definitely. I think you just understand yourself better, understand how to deal with life, learn how to deal with life better and circumstances better. Whoever came out of 2017 with me into 2018, I would definitely put a stamp and regard them as a lifetime friend. I saw who's real and who's not, you know, even in the long-term friendships. And I saw who should stay, you know, who's a positive influence.
Which can be quite a difficult lesson to learn, right?
Yeah, it was. It's hard to let people go, but it's part of change and the journey.
Dope. Hanging out with Amor Chidi. We're going to continue the conversation with her on cliffcentral.com. It's been very cool hanging out more with her. It is all on the way.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
All right, and here she is. Can you hear me in stereo?
Yes, I am back.
Are you back?
I'm back in the building, yes.
So hanging out with Amor Chidi, I thought that obviously I could ask you questions about yourself, but I could also look to the stars to find out a little bit more about you. Do you believe in any of this stuff?
I do.
You do? Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Do you know what your spirit animal is?
Of course I know.
You do?
I am a... I don't know.
You don't know? Are you lying to me that you're not into all of this?
I'm not really, no.
Okay, well, let's see if any of it's true.
We can pretend I am. Okay, let's go.
Let's pretend I am.
Let me be an actress about it.
Okay, you be really nice to me today then, and you let me. Oh, wow, it looks like you've actually got quite a cool one. So, 5th of Feb is your birthday.
Yes.
Which would make you, according to this, and then I slotted in the year. It would make you the unicorn according to primal astrology. Okay.
All right.
So according to this, you are outgoing, energetic, smart, and unique. That's the good news.
The bad news is that you can be self-centered, attention-starved, restless, and excessively eccentric.
Definitely.
Definitely. We're starting to land.
That's crazy. Where is that?
Oh, we're going to get into the real nitty-gritties of this whole thing just now. Okay, so apparently, according to this, you are kind of giving nature, and you have the capacity to venture far beyond your peers to reach places that other people in your life would probably deem impossible. This is your greatest strength. You are adventurous in nature, and you refuse to see limitations. You are always moving forward to the next great idea, and you almost always take the road less traveled by your peers to get there. You are seemingly someone with endless energy. It can be infectious. And when you take on a challenge, you are as passionate as ever for a while. While unicorns truly care about the challenges they take up, and they do so often take up challenges, they are quick to give up on something if they don't see the end result fast enough for their liking. That's not to say that they don't care. They just lose focus on one project and would prefer to spend their exceptional capabilities on something else. They're simply different from the rest. You've got good intentions. At the best, you use your energy to change the world. At the worst, you become self-obsessed and you spin your wheels in the wrong direction. Is it resonating?
It's so spot on.
You see,
it's crazy.
Someone walked in and said, I'm going to have to be an actress about listening to all of this.
And I'm not even. I'm being genuine.
You're not even.
It's crazy.
Okay, let's do one or two more paragraphs here, because it's easier to get to know you through this than it is to get to know through you. Okay, it says here that Amor makes a great friend as long as you don't expect too much from the relationship and they don't expect too much from you. You can't keep someone like Amor in one place for too long unless it's your idea to actually be there. It's easy for others to wonder if the unicorn has been listening to their problems at all, but they'll be surprised that unicorns are kind-hearted and have always been listening and have advice to give, which is usually thoughtful and relevant. It says here... In love, unicorns tend to fall fast and to fall hard. Love at first sight is more common for this sign than most others. Once members of the sign give of themselves, they give fully, a trait which can backfire if their mate is not as instantly passionate as they are, or if the two are simply not a good match. Unicorns can end up heartbroken and resentful, but this rarely seems to prevent them from falling in love quickly again.
That is so true.
Like much of their impetuous nature, this trait should ease with age, which is why many unicorns end up finding their true life partner later in life than what their peers have. So just hang in there, you'll be fine. Famous unicorns include the likes of Ashton Kutcher, Jason Bateman, I'm trying to see who else here, James Dean, Dean Jones, and some other cool kids. Yeah, so it describes he's quite an interesting little individual then.
It's quite spot on, actually. And lately, I've been going through like a relationship analysis.
It's always first sight, eh?
Yeah, it usually is, and it's very quick. And it'll last pretty long, but I am single right now. Anybody listening?
Yeah, probably too many people listening. That's the problem.
Yeah, let me just put it out there. I am. And the older you become, like I said, it was my birthday recently. And you get
Monday,
older.
Last Monday.
Yeah, you get older. And you do, you know, whether it's subconscious or not, you do put a certain pressure on yourself to be in a good, healthy relationship. And, you know, to be with the one and get married and have kids. And you have these ideas of what life should be and what your life should be at that point. But I did during this past weekend, I did learn to accept who I am in my life and that at the right time, it'll all come together. And I guess that's me being a unicorn.
Absolutely. Now, how do you rank in difference to your siblings in terms of personality? And then how do the personalities all connect?
Yeah, I'm very different to my siblings. My siblings are my parents. My brother is studying what my dad does for a living and my sister's.
Which is what?
They're in finance. My father's in finance.
You've just written them all. I mean, they're not even a specific area. Just like they're in finance in general. They deal with money.
Yeah,
okay.
But it is the same. He's doing the same. My mother was a teacher for many years in a school principal. Now she works in the Department of Education. And my sister's a teacher as well. So I've always kind of been the wild card. I wouldn't say black sheep because I'm so beautiful. But we're just so different. Everyone is a bit more... academic. They like politics and, you know, current affairs. And I'm trying to understand what Michael Bublé is trying to put out. And, you know, what James Blunt is doing or what Questa's coming up with. And I'm trying to watch the Oscars and not the news. So we're just really different. But I don't know how we do have an understanding.
How have they processed all of this? Because then there you guys are. It's almost Saturday afternoon at the Spur. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, it's Amor. Yeah, and then the family. Yeah. Like, how do they, never mind you, how do you process it? Because you're in it every day. So it may even sometimes be easier on you to process Definitely. Than it is on them.
Well, when it happened, which is now, I've been on Rhythm City now for 7 years. Yeah. My parents said they always knew that's what I'd become and that's who I'd be. So I think they actually handled it better than I did. I still struggle with it, you know, till this day. I still do have moments where it's a bit overwhelming and you're at the Spur and you're just really trying to go in the ribs and then somebody. I do struggle. My parents are the ones that keep me humble and keep me calm and just say, you know what, it just comes with the territory. Yeah. So.
Because, I mean, as much as you want to always consistently be nice to people, you also want your own space and your own time.
Definitely, because we are human. Yeah. And we do have human experiences just like them. And not every day is a great day, you know. So maybe you just got a terrible phone call that your geezer burst and someone wants to take a picture and you're just like, oh my God, no. So, yeah.
Is this like soap life, what you envisioned it to be? I mean, do you enjoy the process of driving to set and then parking your car and then going into hair and makeup and learning your lines?
No, not at all. I hate the whole process of waking up and driving. But as soon as I get on set, I literally, it's like, I can't believe this is my life. It hits me every single day when I walk onto that set and their call action.
Yeah.
That's when it gets real. And that's when I realize how blessed I am to have lived the life that I've lived and the career that I have for this long.
Yeah, I mean, and you are embedded in the fabric of pop culture through this role.
Yes, because of this role, so many doors have opened. You know, people know who I am. I do what I love every single day. And consecutively, consistently for 7 years. A lot of actors, I think, unfortunately, don't have that privilege. And it's an honor, and it's a privilege, and it's a blessing.
Now, how do you learn all these lines? This is what I've always, like, how do you, who goes to someone? Like, now you're living on your own. You can't even bounce the dialogue off with someone.
I don't need to anymore. I think my mind is...
in it.
Yeah, it's just, it's acquired to do it. I read the lines
because it's a massive volume. Yeah,
it is, but it doesn't even take me long anymore. I can read, let's say I've got three scenes, three pages each. I can go through that in a night, read it twice, close it, think about it, reenact it in my mind how I want to go about it on set. And it's there. It's done. I wouldn't even have to open it again.
But 7 years ago, a bit harder.
Oh, definitely. I'd have read it in the morning before I sleep, when I get to work, before I said, like, what's my line again? Yeah, but now, no.
And it must be quite cool, I guess, you know, having been on the show for so long that you kind of, you know, everyone, the cast and the crew. Yeah. It's quite a little close-knit community of people.
It is. And it's such a young show as well. Mm. So going to work every day is actually exciting if you... or dramatic. I don't know. Because it's just so many young people. Yeah. Picture going into varsity every day.
Varsity.
Yeah, so there's always the cool stuff and the cool ones. And there's the more like thespian grounded ones. And there's the, you know, there's that.
And then there's Jamie Bartlett just kind of nodding off in the corner.
Our principal Jamie Bartlett, you know, who's walking around telling you to tuck in your shirt. So that's what it is.
It's always interesting touching base with you, like we said, once a year.
Yeah.
And we spoke about a little bit on VOOV Central what it is that 2017 was about, what you want 2018 to be about. But what would your sort of very authentic, genuine message be to the people that really, really dig you? Just about, I don't know, and not necessarily like what's your advice, because that's so like role model-y, I'm here, you're there kind of thing. But what's just your piece of wisdom that you kind of, you think if anybody, whether they like you or not, whether they know who the hell you are or they don't, if they just implore this in their life, like maybe they'll just, like things will just be a little bit better.
I think if we all just learned to leave the past in the past and look forward to what's to come, we would live a much happier life.
Don't dwell on this.
Don't dwell on the past. Don't dwell on what has happened. Just move on. And it's easier said than done. But instead of dwelling on that, I think this year we should all just try to be excited about what the year holds rather than carry with us what had happened in the previous year.
Move forward.
Yeah.
I really like it. She's such a sweetheart. She's all over social media. She's back on the gram. Everybody,
yes, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back.
She is now once again a chipmunk and then a unicorn the next day and every Snapchat filter and all of the things. Amo, it's always such a pleasure. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.